Welcome to Katz Reviews. This is Ed Katz of Catnip Marketing, marketing consultant by day, theater critic by night, with my weekly review segment, Katz Reviews, here for you on WICC 600. This is a special edition of Katz Reviews because today I review The Book of Mormon at the Schubert Theater in New Haven. Ordinarily, my reviews air Tuesday mornings, but the run for Book of Mormon ends this Sunday, so my review is airing today to give you a chance to catch the show before it closes Sunday, if you wish. I first saw Book of Mormon on Broadway with the original cast just before its official opening night back in 2011. Hard to believe it's been 6.5 years already. Back then, it was considered so shocking and offensive that several people in the audience walked out during the show. Clearly, many didn't know what to expect. As far as I could tell, nobody left their seats at Wednesday night's performance except at the end to give the cast a standing ovation. If you aren't familiar with it, Book of Mormon was created by the team of Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the two who conceived of TV's clever but offensive cartoon South Park, and also Bobby Lopez, the Yale grad who helped create the big hit puppet musical Avenue Q, which had some shock value as well. Here, that team of three have created a live-action musical that, well, shocks and offends. But it's much more than that. This show is extremely well-conceived, and it features excellent choreography by Casey Niccolo. It tells the story of two young adult Mormons, Elders Price and Cunningham, played by Gabe Gibbs and Connor Pearson, and their missionary journey to Uganda to convert the natives to Mormons. Only the natives have bigger matters on their minds, like AIDS, famine, and murder and/or sexual mutilation by a local warlord and his thugs. The juxtaposition of the two very white, very green young Mormon missionaries with the local Ugandans and how they interact is the source of much of the humor in the show. The creative team smartly uses this as a platform to tell the story of the origin of the Mormon religion, skewering it in the process, while also taking broad swipes at Christianity and Judaism too, and repressed homosexuality. Yes, Book of Mormon is an equal opportunity offender, though the Mormons take the brunt of their good-humored attacks. While in the light of current events in 2017, it doesn't seem quite so offensive anymore, the show is still smart and clever and features several terrific songs with a solid cast who handle the song and dance with gusto. Kim Exum plays a young Ugandan woman who, out of desperation for a better life, decides she has nothing to lose by trying to help Elder Cunningham convert her people. She's wonderful and has a sensational voice. Gabe Gibbs, as Elder Price, does an excellent job too, and he has a strong voice and danced superbly in the role originated by the amazing Andrew Rannells. Connor Pearson, as Elder Arnold Cunningham, gives a very capable performance in the role responsible for much of the show's humor, but he isn't quite Josh Gad, who created the role on Broadway and could elicit big laughs by merely adjusting his glasses on his nose. Rannells and Gad were a comic duo worthy of Martin and Lewis or Abbott and Costello, whereas these two can't quite attain those lofty heights. But they are solid performers, and Book of Mormon is a skillful, extremely clever show that's a lot of fun, even while being pretty obscene, and I give it 4 stars out of 5. Again, its run at the Schubert in New Haven ends this Sunday, October 1st. Catch my reviews right here this time each week and on my Facebook page and website, katzreviews.com. That's katzreviews.com, where you will find all my WICC 600 reviews. This is Ed Katz talking theater for WICC 600.